CQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. New York Attorney General Letitia James says Donald Trump will pay even if he can't come up with $355 million in cash.
We are prepared to make sure that the judgment is paid to New Yorkers. And yes, I look at 40 Wall Street each and every day.
James says she'll seize the former president's assets if he can't come up with the money for the fines that a judge ordered him to pay as punishment for a decade of fraud. Former South Carolina governor and UN ambassador Nikki Haley says she'll stay in the race for the Republican presidential nomination no matter what happens in her home state primary Saturday. The search for Audrey Cunningham is over. The 11-year-old's body was found in a river in Polk County, Texas. A man who lived in a trailer behind her home will likely be charged in her death.
The information that we have gathered in this criminal investigation is substantial.
Sheriff Byron Lyons, stocks closed lower today. This is ABC News. Texas's controversial new immigration law is now in the hands of a federal judge.
The new statute allows local police to arrest people they believe are in the country illegally and to send them to Mexico. Hispanics fear being singled out for being Hispanic. But East Texas Sheriff Larry Smith says,
we're not going to profile.
But at the same time,
we are going to enforce the statutes that are enforceable put forth by our lawmakers in Austin.
The courts previously have held that enforcing immigration law is strictly a federal function. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
A United Airlines flight heading from San Francisco to Boston had to be diverted to Denver because of the damage that was sustained to one of the wings. The FAA says it's looking into the incident. Passengers were put on a different plane later in the day. Walmart is buying smart TV maker Vizio for $2.3 billion. The deal will give the retail giant access to Vizio's SmartCast operating system, allowing Walmart to offer its suppliers the ability to display ads on streaming devices. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican Eric Hovde is officially in the race for U.S. Senate. Republicans now have a well-funded challenger to incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin in a crucial battleground race that could decide control of the Senate. Hovde is a multimillionaire who owns a Madison-based real estate company and several banking companies on the West Coast. Now that Wisconsin has new legislative district boundaries, Republicans say they're eager to look ahead. State Representative Tony Kurtz tells Civic Media's Phil Nee that work can begin on the 2024 campaigns.
Our clerks who work so very hard on all our elections, now it gives them time to do what they need to do to marry up their voting precincts with who's going to be in those areas.
Kurtz says he doesn't expect a lawsuit to try to delay the new maps from taking effect. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Brewers warming up in Arizona. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers getting ready for their first game in spring training when they face the Padres Saturday. The team re-signing pitcher Brandon Woodruff to a two-year deal as he recovers from surgery on his shoulder. NFL, the Packers hiring a new strength and conditioning coach. He is Aaron Hill, who's been the 49ers assistant coach the past four seasons. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers at home tonight against Maryland. Head coach Greg Gard met with reporters and was asked, what do you say to a team that's dropped out of the top 25? Five rankings after losing five of their last six games.
No, I think there's, you look at, we've had other teams go through it too. I don't look at, because we don't talk much when we've won five in a row or six in a row or seven of eight. And I don't worry about or talk about, we've lost X number of how many, or we've won one in a row or two in a row. Let's get ready for Maryland and take it one day at a time and one game at a time.
That's the Badgers head coach, Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Brand new country. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone drop on a love jack. We don't even fight anymore.
Love listening to the station. 98Q Country.
us in a great mood.
It is my favorite station.
98Q Country.
See is you're gone and you left me here with
someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl. Tonight might be your last night lonely. We could be your last night coming in here drinking all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl. Tonight might be your last night lonely. We could be your last night lonely. Yeah. Last night alone, baby.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
You boys ever met a real country girl? Talking true blue. Out in the woods. Down home. Country.
Avenues, doing everything to thinking about you. City side of those city limit signs. You don't really cross my mind. As soon as
Sam Hunt with Outskirts here on 98Q Country. John Party, Last Night Lonely, and Jason Aldean, She's Country. Before that, here on 98Q, I've got to give another read to this Park Falls American Legion drawing. We received a description from the Park Falls American Legion about how large the pot is. We got an update on that, and they included so kindly a process describing how a person might go about winning a portion of these funds. So I'm going to relay that to you now. Over the airwaves here on 98Q Country, the pot for the 52-card progressive drawing at the Park Falls American Legion is set at $17,813. That's actually the drawing that's going to be happening tomorrow, February 21st, $17,813. Doors open at 6 p.m. and the drawing is at 7:30 with other drawings for door prizes afterward. And then it asks its own question, how does the 52-card progressive raffle work? Well, here's how. You drive happily and optimistically to the Legion Hall in Park Falls. You run into a lot of awesome people, have a couple drinks, share a few laughs. You eat some free snacks. You purchase a ticket, or several, in the meantime. Ticket prices are $5 for 6 tickets. They sell both red and blue tickets, and you get one of each by buying one. The drawing is at 7:30. You must be present to win, so don't wander off. A ticket is drawn, and the color of it is announced. And if your ticket matches the number called, you automatically win $100. Then you choose a card from the table. If it's a joker, you win another $50 and you get to draw again. The next step is to pick a card from the glass cabinet. If they match, you win half the pot, just over $8,500. If the cards don't match, that card gets pulled, the amount of cards in the deck goes down, aka the odds go up, and the jackpot goes up by the amount of money from the tickets sold that evening. The event is hosted by American Legion Post 182 Park Falls, following the guidelines of the Price County Health Department. So absolutely love how they sent that over to us. It's the perfect way to describe a really awesome way of raising some funds and giving you an awesome chance to raise your own funds suddenly and without expecting to. If you win, that's like I said, that's over $8,500 once you do the math and you get your $150 and all that good stuff. It's a couple hoops to jump through, but that winner is going to be one happy individual. More country music coming to you over 98Q Country just after this. Jelly Roll with Lainey Wilson, Save Me, will be the first one. Need an update on the weather and a word from our sponsors here on 98.3 FM, WCQM, a Civic Media station.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Northwoods Community Credit Union is a financial institution that has been helping families since 1953, offering competitive loan rates, mobile banking, online bill pay, remote deposit, savings incentives for your children. The list goes on. Hi, I'm Sally. That is some serious trust you have put in the hands of our experienced financial team since 1953. Today, I invite you to stop in and inquire about our services and put your financial needs in the hands of a trusted financial institution. So tomorrow, you will be at ease knowing Northwoods Community Credit Union in Park Falls and Ashland has put you, the member, first. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
Party like the old timers at Jack's Corner Bar on Saturday, February 24th during the Prohibition Party. Turn the clock back to the roaring 1920s. DJ Frank spins the tune starting at 9 with a swing dance competition at 10. Enjoy specials on popular drinks like Gin Rickeys, Bee's Knees, and Highballs all night long at Jack's Corner Bar's Prohibition Party happening Saturday night, February 24th, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
We've got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield. Pete, we've got some special incentives for folks if they want to get a little work done on their car. You guys got a little incentive for them to do that, right?
Hey, you know what? The holidays are over, but we're still giving discounts down at Wheelway. There's many discounts off brakes, tires, alignments, whatever the issue with your car. You want to make sure it's roadworthy and you can trust it during this winter time.
All right. And if their service, if their work's over $100, you got a little extra discount for them too, right?
Yeah, you know what? 15% goes a long ways.
Yeah, it goes a long ways, whether it's an oil change, alignment, or from all the slipping and sliding they did from the recent snow we had. Maybe they need some new tires. You guys go set them up for you, right?
You finally find out right now. You didn't find out a couple months ago, but yes, there's many discounts off tires right now.
Find out real quick. They can always call down to Wheelway in Fifield. How can they reach you guys down there, Pete?
Hey, give us a call. They're ready for your call at 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467.
They'll take care of you. Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
February 24th from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Donner's Bay Resort on the Turtle Flambeau Flowage, there will be an ice fishing tournament held in memory of Klaus Kretke. Cash prizes will be given for the largest fish caught in several categories. There will be hot food, warm and cold beverages, and tickets for many raffles. The resort is located just off of Iron County Highway FF between Mercer and Butternut at 2974 Hiawatha Road.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky and a low in the low 20s.
For tomorrow, some early clouds, then sunshine for the afternoon and warmer. Highs to the mid-40s and in the low 40s with a mostly sunny sky into Thursday. Cooling to the mid-20s on Friday. Sunshine and breezy. Right now, it's 43.
Now, here we are.
Number one for the most new country.
Number one! Hey, y'all, it's Dustin Litt.
Somebody save me, me from myself. Has been so
Fishing, stone cold country by the grace of God. 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Underwood's Out of That Truck here on 98Q Country. Had Brentley Gilbert, Country Must Be Countrywide, and then Jelly Roll with Lainey Wilson, Save Me, before that here on 98Q Country. I mentioned actually a couple hours ago now about the awesome activities that myself and Big G will be getting up to this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on some of our sister stations on Civic Media. That'll be playing over Morning Cannolis if you find that on the free Civic Media app. But also tune into 98Q Country's awesome setup of Saturday programming. In the morning, we have Craig Ebel with It's Poklet Time, bringing you new polka releases and standards. Then from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m., listen to the new guy on the block, my buddy Austin Brume, as he's hosting from the 98Q Country studios, bringing you local radio from Park Falls to Park Falls and the surrounding area. After that, it's Top 40 with Fitz all the way from 1 p.m. until 5. So hang out on 98Q Country for most of Saturday. Maybe take a break this Saturday from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. and tune in to Morning Cannolis on some of our sister stations. But otherwise, flop right back to 98Q. We'll be bringing you today's favorites, yesterday's classics, and local community radio as long as we can manage it here on 98Q Country. Jordan Davis, next thing you know, up next on 98Q after this.
Perfect. Number one for the most new country.
Number one!
I'm Tyler Childers.
I believe I found it here in your love.
This is Toby Keith.
Look out your window and smile. Don't let the old man in.
The greatest station.
98Q Country.
Single, next thing you know, you meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing. It's 2 a.m. telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving.
next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on a mama's pose. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech. And your sunburn on a honeymoon beach. And your left hand's getting used to that ring. And then the next 2 or 3 years gone. Next thing you know. Really try your next thing you know. There's a test on the counter, next thing you know. She's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you wear scrubs and a funny white hat. And the doctor's saying, how you doing there, Dad? And nobody's ever called you that. And you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01.
I want Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
She walked out again. Bartender said, I got you. Yeah, cause I too have been in your boots, my friend. Opened up back in 85. Got me over my first wife. Been staying busy since the first night. It's a story old as time. God made the world.
Made a bar. Morgan Wallen and Eric Church here on 98Q Country. That'll do it for my time hosting today here on 98Q. Coming to you from the 98Q Country studios, I've been Greg Gunderson. I'll be handing it off immediately here at the top of the 7 o'clock hour, but don't turn away. Normally, I'd be giving it to Brian Curry, but today we've got a little bit of a special exception because of a doubleheader we've got going on. Here on 98Q, we'll have Mercer at Butternut. Girls basketball action. Hop on over to 103.1 Jack FM on WPFP if you'd like to listen to Chequamegon at Cadott girls basketball. So here right at 7 p.m., both games will be starting right around it. You know there's some flexibility to those high school basketball start times, but both of them slated to start at 7 p.m. here on 98Q Country, Mercer at Butternut, 103.1 Jack FM. We'll have Chequamegon at Cadott. Thank you so much for hanging out with me as I brought you today's favorites and yesterday's classics on 98Q Country. I've been Greg Gunderson, and as always, I'll see you tomorrow at 2.
Pluto TV is TV the way it should be, free, with over 300 channels, thousands of movies and TV shows costing zeros of dollars. So if you want to watch shows like Ghosts, The Walking Dead, CSI, Star Trek, or The Price is Right, well, The Price is Right. It's free. Hit movies like Braveheart, Sonic the Hedgehog, Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, or Mean Girls won't cost you a thing, because everything is free. All you have to do is download the app, which, by the way, is also free. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky and a low in the low 20s. For tomorrow, some early clouds, then sunshine for the afternoon and warmer. Highs to the mid-40s and in the low 40s with a mostly sunny sky into Thursday. Cooling to the mid-20s on Friday. Sunshine and breezy. Currently, it's 37.
Perfect. It's the music. It's the contest.
Oh my God, this is so awesome.
It's listeners just like you that make this radio station great.
Thanks.
98 Q Country.
The following is a special sports presentation of Civic Media. WIAA High School Sports is on the air, brought to you by Forward Bank, Ford Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Product, Northwest Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamgen Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Duopass Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, with the halftime show and postgame show sponsored by Forward Bank. Now, all the excitement of WIAA Sports.
Here in Butternut, Wisconsin, we have girls varsity basketball action. It is the Butternut Midgets taking on the Mercer Tigers here in WIAA regional semifinal, or I should say regional first round action here tonight. Coming up shortly, there's about a minute left in warm-ups here. The teams are going back to their benches and get set here for the day. Butternut Midgets in their white uniforms with black lettering, and the Mercer Tigers in their black uniforms, white lettering. Both teams, the orange coming, orange and black, or orange and white school colors.
A child abduction alert has been issued in Manitowoc County for the following child: Elijah View, age 3, male, white, 3 feet, 0 inches, 45 pounds, with sandy hair, brown eyes, and a birthmark on the left knee. Child was last seen near 3900 Mishicot Road, Two Rivers, Wisconsin, and is missing from Two Rivers. He was last seen wearing gray sweatpants, long sleeve, dark colored shirt, and red and green dinosaur slip-on shoes. If you have any information on the whereabouts of Elijah View, please contact the Two Rivers Police Department at 844-267-6648.
Kendra Pritzel averaging 13, and Kathleen Babo averaging 8, and they're going to do the national anthem right now. Stay right here with us. And there we have it, a really nice job by the Butternut Pep Band. Fantastic job playing before the game along with doing the national anthem here. And taking on the Mercer Tigers here Mercer Tigers coming in 6-15 overall, 6-12 in conference, led by Ellie Shahneman and Jennifer Kopatek, averaging 12 and 11 points respectively. And they're coming off of a close loss to Mellon, 28-27. Also going to want to redeem themselves. We're going to go over starting lineups right now. They're about to announce them. And a senior, number 10 for Mercer, Amber East. A freshman, number 13, Kaylee Powers. A junior, number 14, Ona Rula's Banch. Jennifer Klopotek, number 21, a junior. And number 45, Ellie Shahneman. She's a junior. And here is the Butternut Midget. A sophomore, number 3, Caitlin Bebo. A senior, number 12, Jersey Polinchek. A senior, number 13, Ivy Popowski. A junior, number 23, Kendra Pritzel. And a senior, number 24, Lauren Sales. I'm going to get to know these teams along with you at home. If you haven't seen them, haven't seen these teams play at all yet, cited a few of these players. I've heard from both teams that play really well. And both teams stepping onto the court here. Jumping for the Butter Midgets is going to be Caitlin Bebo. And Ely Shoneman for the Mercer Tigers. Tigers head coach by Becky Benton, and the Butternut Midgets head coach Troy Sherwinski. Here it is. And Butternut comes away with the tip. It's Jersey Polinchek, and she lobs it right by the basket. Quick basket for Butternut. Ivy Popowski scores the layup. Butternut's going to fall into a half-court, maybe a 2-2-1 zone. I'm not sure what they're in. I'm kind of figuring this out here. Tigers with the ball, working around the perimeter. There's a steal, almost a steal. Mercer comes back away with it. Kaylee Powers with the ball. Taken away by Polinchek. She's going to go all the way right side to the basket. Gets it to go. Quick 4-0 lead here for the Midgets.